On the 9th of April 2015, thousands of jubilating students demanding the decolonisation of South Africa stood on the front steps of the University of Cape Town to witness the removal of a statue of Cecil Rhodes. Now, Cecil Rhodes was a British imperial adventurer and South African mine magnate who had died more than a century earlier in 1902, and apartheid, which had come into place in 1948, had fallen in 1994. Yet for these students, many of them born free after apartheid ended, the link between that English imperialist Cecil Rhodes, an Afrikaans-speaking apartheid government, and contemporary South Africa's gaping inequalities seems self-evident. In this podcast, I'll be asking how these three historical moments connect together: colonialism, apartheid, contemporary South Africa's inequalities, and why the Rhodes Must Fall movement carries so much weight in South Africa today.